This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
What a privilege. What an honor and what a pleasure to bring you the Word of God each and every day here on Worship Radio 247 online. It is just amazing what God says and how He says it as I deliver His Word. And I pray, Father, for your anointing now in the name of Jesus, that the words that come from my mouth are from you, Lord, and only from you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're at part 26 of Being Like Christ, this series that is beginning to change me, that is for sure, as I bring this word. Because I often sit and contemplate and listen back to these words, and I believe them to be life-changing. We're looking today into Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 2. That's Romans, the 12th chapter, and the second verse. And as Paul writes his letter to the church in Rome, this is what he says. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Paul is saying we shouldn't copy the way the world is, but we often do. And this is where it's wrong. This is what is wrong. We go along with the crowd. I did. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 6. And by the time I was 15 years old, I knew better than God. I didn't want to follow God. That was boring. I could see all my friends doing all sorts of stuff. And I tell you this, I didn't want to go to church anymore. I didn't want to go to Sunday school. That was really boring. I wanted to mess around. I wanted to hang around with girls. I wanted to get into nightclubs and work in nightclubs. I wanted to go along that road. But you know, when I think back, of those times when I worked in nightclubs as a DJ, it was a training session. When I first got into radio, it was a training session. And what was I training for? I was training for God's will for my life, which, as Paul says, is good and pleasing and perfect. It was all a training ground, as I look back on it now. And there I was working in these nightclubs, and I thought, and this is the thing, this is the point I want to make, I thought I was defying God, working in these dingy nightclubs. I thought, I'm defying you, Lord. I am rebelling against you, Lord, because you have been shoved down my throat all my life thus far, and I'm not having it anymore. That's what I thought. Well, that's not conforming to what God wants for my life. But in a sense, it was. Because I believe now the Lord was saying to me, okay, David, you do that. You carry on. You carry on You'll see. You will see how I'm going to use that. And when I reflect on that now, it amazes me. It totally amazes me. Lord, you are amazing. Why would you do that? Do you love me that much that you would allow me to rebel and use what I was doing in that rebellion for your glory? Wow. That's all I can say to that is wow. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. God is even telling us through Paul's word here to the Romans that we must not copy the customs of this world, the stuff that is done time and time again. Break away from that. Break away from the comfort. Break away from the customs that are pouring into your life and sometimes are controlling your life. Break away from it. Look to do a new thing, because God is saying to you today, right now, let him transform your mind. Actually, he doesn't say mind. That's what I'm thinking. But what God says through Paul's word is this: but let God transform you. Say me. Say it again. Let God transform you. Beloved, I'm talking to you. You think I'm talking to somebody else, but no. I'm talking to you. I am speaking directly to you through the Holy Spirit and through God's word. I am speaking to you and I am saying to you, let God transform you into a new person. How's he going to do that? By changing the way you think, by changing the way you perceive. We can't change. Oh, beloved, believe you me, I have tried so many times to change. I have tried not to go down that road, and I find myself wandering down that road again. And I've come back and I've thought, no, I'll go down this road now. And I've gone down that road and it's been wrong. And I have come back and now I begin that journey on the right road. Because you see, as I bring you this word, and over the last few years, God has been transforming my perception. He's been transforming the way I think and reason. Because he wants it to be transformed into the way we are, so that we become more like Christ. You see, by letting God, through his Holy Spirit, transform you, to change you into what he wants you to be, by changing the way you think, and that is all it takes, the way you think. What is on your mind when you are worshiping God? Is it worshiping God, or is it something else? What is on your mind as you sit in church? Is it listening to the Word of God, or is it, I really need to get to the pub, I need a drink? What is going on in your mind? That is what God wants to change. He wants you to keep your focus on him, and he wants you to keep your eyes well and truly fixed on him who is the author and finisher of life. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And then Paul says this: Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. If you make a decision today that you are going to allow the Holy Spirit to adjust your thinking process, to just change you around, and to allow God to be in control of your life so that He can make that decision and He can say, no, this is what I want you to think. Because if you think this way, this will change your life. You will become more and more like me. And then you will learn something. Something that has been on your heart and your mind for some considerable time. And I'm still talking to you. I haven't stopped. I'm talking directly to you now. Because you want to know what God's will for your life is. You want to know what He wants you to do with your life. And this is the point. As He transforms the way you think, as He changes all that stuff in your mind and takes it away and changes it into His perfect will, as He does that, He will tell you what He wants you to do. And the wonderful thing about this thing that He wants you to do, this project that God Almighty has for you, it'll be three things. Because if it's not these three things, it ain't coming from God. There you go. There's your badge. There's your knowledge right there. It needs to be good. It needs to be pleasing. And if it is good, and it is pleasing, and it is the will of God, then know this, beloved, it will be perfect. And you know, all it takes is you to say just a few words. In actual fact, it takes 5 words. And those 5 words need to come from your mouth. And I believe they need to come from your heart. And they need to be said out loud. And they are these words. Actually 7, because we're going to say Lord Jesus to start with. We're going to say Lord Jesus to start with. So it's 7 words. Okay. 8, if you count the amen at the end. But they are 8 wonderful and life-changing words. I want you to say this. Lord Jesus, change the way I think. Amen. There they are. That's all you got to say. So say it with me now. Lord Jesus, change the way I think. Amen. Hallelujah and glory to God. And if you've said those 8 words, I believe in Jesus' name, they will change your life. And I believe this, within a little while, I don't know how long it's going to take, but within a little while, you're going to be sending me an email and you're going to be saying, David, those 8 words have changed my life. And then you'll go on to tell me why, because I know they will change your life. But now I want to pray for you. And I know that my team will want to pray for you as well. And some of my team are listening right now. I know Mags is listening. And she will agree with this prayer and she will continue to pray. And this is what I'm going to pray for you. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that, Lord God, those who have said those eight words, those life-changing eight words, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you place a hedge of protection around them. Father God, I ask you to call down your warrior angels to surround them, to protect them, to keep them safe. Lord God Almighty, I pray in Jesus' name that you would protect their minds as they are changing the way they think, as you are doing that change for them. I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, and may we lift you high, and may we glorify your name. And Lord, we lift you high and we say, hallelujah, Hosanna in the highest. And we say, Lord, we love you. Just tell the Lord you love him now. Just say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I adore you. Thank you, Father, for changing our lives so significantly and in such a beautiful way. I pray that now. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.